Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Get ahead of HVAC headaches by scheduling your home's regular heating and cooling system tune-ups with the experts at Headley Air of the Upstate, your local Lennox dealer. Your air is worth the care. Regular preventive maintenance from Headley Air of the Upstate will ensure your home's HVAC system is running efficiently. Catch any minor problems before they become major and ensure your home's air is the best quality for you and your family. Visit HeavenlyAIRE.com to schedule your home's next heating and cooling system tune-up. Dealer license number RHB587.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
Do you know what day this is, Ramona?
It's Friday.
It is. Yeah, I had to check to make sure that's the case. But yeah, it's 7/18/2025. But do you know what day 7/18/2025 turns out to be?
I do not.
It's National Aaron Rodgers Driver Day.
What?
It's Driver National Day. Aaron Rodgers Driver Day.
Driver Day.
Yeah. Now, see if you can interpret that. What is Aaron Rodgers synonymous with?
Having other people do things for him.
Specifically on this show.
So this is a chauffeur?
Specifically on this show. What is Aaron Rodgers? What do the two words Aaron Rodgers, what are they synonymous with on this show? Think back on a poll that we ran.
He's a jerk.
You're warm. He's an a-hole.
Right.
He won the a-hole poll.
Right, he did.
So it's National Aaron Rodgers Driver Day.
Okay, so chauffeur.
No. We just said you have to substitute a-hole for Aaron Rodgers. I should have to explain all
this.
Yeah,
I know. I don't get it.
It's National A-hole Driver Day. They're awful.
It's national. Yeah, in other words, it's National Bad Driver Day.
Yes. Brooke the mail lady got it right off. Look at Brooke the mail lady. She was in.
Okay.
She knew, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because they are all over today. So you have been warned. You have been warned.
Okay.
So I'm talking to my friend William Quackenbush during the break.
Yes.
During the exchange. About, among other things, you know, the subject I brought up yesterday, the Verlander asking major leaguers about all of us regular people being able to hit. And I said, Quack, yeah. What do you think, Quack? I said, it's 300 swings, Quack. I said, it's 300 swings. And he said, you know, and we got back to this issue of the fielder. The no fielder, again, as I explained, you just hit it where they aren't. So, in other words, a theoretical hit wins the bet. Because most of these guys said flat out no. And then we got into this issue yesterday. It was brought up by a texter. You know, again, at pitch 150, you know, none of these guys throw more than 100 freaking pitches. All right, so by pitch 200, they're getting Tommy John surgery. They're not even going to be around.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Right. So way before then, we're raking line drives down the right and left field line. These are easy wins. It's easy wins. These idiots just didn't think over the material because none of them are going to last for 100 at-bats. You know, again, Paul Skeens. Hey, Paul Skeens, can a regular person get a hit off of you in 100 at-bats? No. Yes. Yes, Paulie, because you'll be having Tommy John surgery because you're not going to last 100 at-bats. That's 300 swings. You know, there's no way. That's 300 pitches minimum, and you can't throw more than 100. So there's just no way. There's no way. I think it's a fun topic, but the more I think about it, the texter wrote us yesterday and said after 150 pitches, he's going yard. That's basically what he said, and he was 100% right. 100% right. So it's actually an easy win for the regular Joes. You know what I meant to look up that Randy Johnson thing. The Randy Johnson pros versus Joes. You know, Ramona, let's see if we can find that during the break because the texter said that there was, because I asked about this pros versus Joes. If you never saw pros versus Joes, it's just as it sounds. I don't know how long lived that was. It didn't seem like it lasted very long. I don't know. Maybe they really couldn't execute it.
The Joes were getting killed.
Yeah. I think the Joes were probably not faring very well in what I saw. And I don't know what the specifics of the Randy Johnson thing would have been. It would probably been one at bat. So that's what we're talking about, you know, or something of that sort. Texter writes, 201 writes, Scheffler at 10 under. Yeah, you know, look, like I said yesterday, when I saw Scheffler's name on the leaderboard, I thought that he would probably win this thing. And I think he will. I think that's what's going to happen. That doesn't take logic or genius or anything else. I mean, you know, he wasn't leading yesterday when I said this, but just to see his name up on the leaderboard with some of the other tomato cans that were up there. Texter said, oh, he said it was John Rocker. I messed up yesterday. Oh, okay. So, all right. So it wasn't Randy Johnson. It was John Rocker. Okay. That's not the same thing. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't think.
But still, you know, again, I don't know. The time frame would have been way less. There's no 100 at-bats in a TV show that lasts a half hour, whatever it was. But, I didn't see that show all the time, but I saw it occasionally, and I sort of liked it. I thought it was pretty interesting. By the way, Ramona, you're going to think some things are pretty interesting later in today's show because I have some stories. Now, none of them are what I would call A-plus stories, but it's a lot of good Friday theater. Like okay. I am going to prove conclusively later today. Yeah. If I allowed you to take a shot at this, who do you think is the dumbest individual in the world that you're aware of? Who's the dumbest individual?
Oh my God, I don't know.
9-4-0 says DeChambeau +7 yesterday, -6 today. Oh, so he's getting back in it, trying to get back in it, trying to how rally, I, trying to how, make the cut.
How would I be able to guess? Of all I don't know. The you, world.
I mean, there are probably lots of good choices. I mean, I can think of many good choices. Well, my problem is I can think of too many good choices.
Yeah.
And a lot of them would be politically related.
Well, I thought of one politically related.
Yeah, I can think of many, 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 many good choices. But I am going to prove to you conclusively later today who the dumbest individual in the world is.
Okay.
Like, see, Texter says Pungent Pelosi. I've never heard her called that way.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But what? I did see this recently, Ramona. I saw this thing on I guess it was social media. It had to be. It's the only place I could possibly bump into this about old people smell.
What?
Yeah.
Old people smell.
Yeah, about old people smell.
Oh God. Oh, God.
It basically said, this thing basically said, there's no way around old people's smell.
What?
Yeah,
old people's smell.
Actually, it suggested that the only way, so if you're like 80 or over, you might want to listen to this. But the suggestion was the only way to avoid old people's smell is that, and it describes scientifically what it is. What it is. The only way around it is to eat some particular type of mushroom.
Remember that lady?
Oh, no. She's coming later today.
Oh,
yeah, she's,
we have a part two. Yeah,
we have a part two.
We
have a part two on the alleged mushroom killer. Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes. We have a conclusion to the story.
Good.
Yes, that's coming. That's coming later today. Texas said Paul Feinbaum. That's a pretty good. Brooke says it's to take a shower.
Yeah, I saw that. Take a shower. It's like that airport thing.
Yeah, you get to 80.
Take a shower.
You get to 80 and your shower usage probably slows down.
Take a shower. You know? It's very simple.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Turn on the water.
Yeah, it's probably not good.
Soap.
It's probably not good when you have to look at your calendar to determine when you last showered.
Well, you know not to go to the airport if the shower wasn't the same.
Although now, apparently, one of the new things at the airport is you'll no longer have to take your shoes off, which a lot of people like because the belief is that almost everybody's feet stink after a while.
After a while.
Yeah, so you apparently no longer have to take
your shoes off. So when you decide it's time to go, you go, oh, I'm planning a trip next week. So the week ahead, you quit taking a shower. You quit washing your feet just to go. Then when you go to the airport, you smell so terribly bad.
But don't forget,
don't you leave your home that day to go to the airport?
Yeah.
Why can't you take a shower before you go?
Well, I guess you do, but apparently your feet still stink. So no one wants to have to take their shoe off. But now but now all the would-be terrorists know that they're not going to check your shoes either. So now they're going to have those 4-inch high elevator shoes filled with God knows what.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, no, that's no good. But you know the obvious answer, Ramona, to all these old people is the full body deodorant check. What's her name? Yeah, what is it?
The Lumi woman.
Yeah, Lumi.
No.
Yeah, Lumi.
No. I don't even know her name. Be honest.
No, she's the Lumi check.
The Lumi woman.
The Lumi check who does all sorts of unthinkable things on television commercials.
Who ruined the people's desire to take a shower. That's what she did.
You know, I don't know. Maybe the worst one was, there were all sorts of previous ones that I can't believe were actually put on television. But maybe the worst one was the butt crack one where, she's...
Oh, did you see the one where? Never mind.
No.
Should I say it?
Yeah. You got to say it now.
Where she popped out from under like a gynecologist thing.
And,
you haven't seen that one.
And sprayed herself.
No, she just popped up out of there and started talking about Lumi. That's where I first saw it. I was like, "What?"
It's
here I am at work.
Yeah.
That's basically what she said. Here I am at work.
Yes. It's no good. I have a meteor story too.
Oh, really?
Because we had a meteor, right?
Yeah,
it was here when I think Ben and Kwok were on air and they were getting all the reports of a bright object flying through the sky. I see whatever they are, shooting stars, meteors. I see them quite a bit driving at night, but I never see them in the daytime. Rarely. I've seen them in the daytime occasionally. Maybe it's just that you don't notice them in the daytime. But this one apparently was large enough to be noticed by everybody. And my first thought when I heard that is that it was in this whole area. There were reports coming out of Georgia. There were reports coming out of South Carolina. My first thought is that's going to be worth some money.
If they find it?
I believe there are like armies of people, there are armies of people who trail tornadoes and hurricanes.
Oh,
I believe there are like armies of people who hunt meteors. And, I believe that, whether it's just a captive audience or not, whether they frequently have value, sometimes a lot of value. Like today, I'm going to tell you one about that has a lot of value. But I think that you know, so my first thought was, well, there are going to be all these meteorite hunters. They're going to be out in force trying to track this thing and figuring out where it landed. Well, if memory serves, it landed on a Georgia house, right? No, I think no one was home or something, but it landed on a Georgia house, right? And so you are going to get, insurance is going to pay to have your house fixed. But my thought was, well, now you have sole possession of that meteor. If that thing is worth a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. It lands on your house. It's on your property.
Then it might be, right. Then it might be like you won lottery. Now,
yeah,
I don't know how that,
right.
Now, I don't know how that works. You know, the government likes to get their 2 cents into everything. So maybe they try and come in and say, well, you don't possess that. That's not yours. You don't really have full possession.
Well, or they give you, neither do they.
They give you some percentage. But yeah, don't you think, I think most of these things have value. Some of them might have mineral value, but I think most of them have value just in general. And again, even if it's a captive situation. But I'm going to tell you about one later that had a lot of value. A lot of value.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
But you know, this thing in Georgia, what I was thinking is, you know, yeah, these people had their house smashed, and that's terrible. But insurance is going to pay for their house. And if they now own sole possession of that thing, if that thing's worth a lot of money, you know, part of it probably is where it came from, which, you know, these people all have a way of proving all this stuff. I would have no way of knowing whether this is like a field rock or a meteor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue at this point whether, you know, now. You know, if it's radioactive, then you get the booby prize. You know, if the thing lands in your house and it's radioactive that you can't do anything with it, then maybe you really came out last. But yeah, you know, it's these things, when they come down somewhere. You know, and like I said, fortunately for these people, they were not home. But I hope they won the lottery. You know, I hope they're able to cash that all out, and that thing is worth a small fortune. And you know. And again, the one I'm going to tell you about later is nowhere near as big as this one that smashed that house, right? Terrence said, meteorite is when a meteor falls from space and lands on the surface of a planet or a moon. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we said, right? I don't know. You can get in if you want, 654-7627.
Okay, now, I don't know if I should take that badly. Even I know what a meteorite is.
Right, right. I mean,
texter.
Right. I think we covered that. Right. 940 says the dumbest people in the world are the people who bought that soap from what he said was porn star's bathwater. She wasn't a porn star.
Oh, that's just gross too.
Yeah, she was. She was an actress of some sort.
Yeah, an actress.
An actress who's forced to sell her soap water.
An actress.
Well, we use the term loosely. Oh, sorry, it's not actress anymore. It's actor. You can't say actress.
That's right.
That's politically incorrect. There's no actresses or actors anymore. We had to disband that for some reason. It's still not clear to me. I'm not sure. Somehow, apparently the Actresses Union, Ramona, decided that it's higher ground to be called an actor than an actress. Which, I don't know. I just thought one meant male actor and the other meant female actor. But now there's just one word. We don't actress. No, no, no. That's bad. Don't say actress anymore. We have to make that a new rule on road rage where, you know, obviously we don't give a crap about your political correctness. So screw off, actresses. Quick break.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Combine a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with a toasted bun that's great on the go, and you get Bo's Bird Dog. Grab two for $5 for a limited time only. It's Bo time.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Experience the reliability of Davis Services, where your comfort is our priority. We specialize in the maintenance, service, and installation of all major HVAC brands for both residential homes and small businesses. With over 5,000 satisfied maintenance customers, a dedicated team of 100 employees, and more than 60 service vehicles, we ensure prompt and precise attention to your needs. Whether it's heating, cooling, plumbing, or pest control, we've got you covered. Call 864-432-1785 today to experience unparalleled service.
It's time to party with Buff City Soap. Book your next birthday party, corporate event, or girls' night out at Buff City Soap to make memories with your friends, coworkers, and family. To book your event, visit BuffCitySoap.com and click Book Your Party. It's that easy. Whether you choose custom mini bath bombs or soap, you'll be the party hero with this truly unforgettable soap-making experience. Shop Buff City Soap, Artwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson, and the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Book your party to remember with Buff City Soap.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. Hims.com/radio.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Baby, you know my love will never stop. Now, baby,
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. I called Puck and Ben today. They're having an interesting conversation about last year's playoff field and whether whether teams were quarterback-centric or team-centric first. And, you know, and I think that Ben and Kwok determined that five of the 12, I believe that's the number they came up with, were quarterback-centric. You know, and I guess, you know, what I brought up with them in this conversation is that, you know, I think that that's probably true. I think they broke it down well. My belief, though, is that if you're not quarterback-centric, I don't think you can win the national title. I think you can get to the playoff field, but I don't think you can win the national title. Because I think almost every team that wins the national title is quarterback-centric. And it's also been true of Super Bowls all throughout history. And again, you know, I made the point that there have been some sort of one-season wonder types. Even if they weren't quite one-season wonders, they were sort of one-season wonders that wound up winning Super Bowls because they played elite in that one season or in that one playoff drive. You know, the year that Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, he was incredible in the playoffs. He threw 12 touchdown passes. I believe it was 12 touchdown passes and no interceptions. You know, Mark Rippon, Doug Williams, these are guys blasting the pass in terms of the Super Bowl that obviously, they weren't historically great quarterbacks, but they were great in those individual seasons. I mean, Mark Rippon was light years ahead of his time in terms of a pass-first football team in that Joe Gibbs structure. So, you know, that's sort of my point. I think that, you know, Ben mentioned Ohio State was sort of both. I think that's right. They're sort of a quarterback-centric and team-centric team. You know, and they would not have won the national title, it's my belief, had Will Howard not stepped up and played like an elite quarterback. We can say whatever we want about Will Howard. Will Howard was insanely good during the playoffs. He was incredible. I mean, first of all, a guy who had struggled his whole career as a vertical passer suddenly went, you know, air vertical Will Howard. You know, he completed like 7 of 8 first 8 throws over 20 yards. It was just insane. And his quarterback rating was insane. He played like a superstar. In the playoffs, he played like a superstar. He was just terrific. And that's really how Ohio State won the national title. Yeah, their team was great. The personnel was great. But without the quarterback, they still wouldn't have won it. And so, you know, I think the only other team that you can look at in recent years and ask whether it's quarterback-centric or whether it's team-centric would have been Michigan with J.J. McCarthy. But, you know, the people who watched Michigan win the national title that year, the media at large, they all believed that J.J. was like the superstar and he was the best player and he won the games and he led them. Now, I would probably take exception to that thinking regarding that team. But you can make that argument, and McCarthy certainly was, you know, a top half of round one NFL quarterback, so, you know, he was regarded highly. I don't think you can win the national title. In theory, it's possible, okay? In theory, it's possible. If you have such an elite team, the dilemma is, you know, in modern history, I think it's really difficult to come up with such an elite team. You know, the closest thing in terms of overall team construction probably would have been either Ohio State last year or 2018 Clemson. See, I wouldn't say 2019 LSU was that team. 2019 LSU was, you know, arguably the greatest offense of all time. That's what carried them to the title. But no one would have looked at that defensive front, for example, and said, you know, well, that's Power Rangers like it wasn't. You know, so, but, you know, the 2018 Clemson team, as great as they were, you know, in terms of a team-centric element, they also had Trevor Lawrence, who was the number one pick in the draft, you know, who went on to be the number one pick in the draft. So I think that it still takes a great quarterback. And again, maybe not a historically great quarterback, maybe a quarterback who was great in one season or in a particular time frame. You know, Mac Jones might be a guy like that, 2020 Alabama. They were the best offense in the country. They had a mid-30s ranked defense. Obviously, Mac Jones went on to be a highly drafted quarterback in the National Football League. He hasn't lived up to that billing as yet, but, you know, he was still elite. You know, Alabama won the national championship largely because of him. You know, LSU won the national championship starting with Burrow. Again, there were other great offensive weapons on those teams, but that's where it started. And I'm just, again, I think in a 12-team playoff, I think it's very possible for teams that are sort of roster teams that to get there. I just think it's hard to win it without a quarterback that's either elite or playing elite, which amounts to the same thing in that moment in time. I don't think you can get there with pedestrian quarterback play. I don't think it's possible. I mean, we saw Alabama, who had a great roster, lose to Deshaun Watson, and Nick Saban came away from that saying, we have to get better at quarterback. That's what happened. He said, you know, we can't win. We can't beat a team like that. We can't beat a quarterback like that if we're not better at quarterback. That's what he came away saying after that defeat. And I think it's still fundamentally true. I think you have to have that guy. So, you know, and that's really what it came down to. You know, I guess, you know, the one team in terms of, you know, their analysis, quarterback versus team, the one I might have had a little different opinion on was maybe Notre Dame. I think Riley Leonard was better than people think. I think he was a really great leader for that football team. We're to find that answer out this year. You know, I think we'll find that. We'll learn what the truth of that answer was. I don't think they beat Penn State without Riley Leonard. We're going to find out whether C.J. Carr, C.J. Carr actually he's a better natural thrower than Riley Leonard, although Leonard's a better thrower than people think. But C.J. Carr is a better natural thrower of the football than Riley Leonard. But at this early stage in his career, does he have the leadership ability? Does he have the it factor that Riley Leonard sort of had? I'm not sure. I think that's what remains to be seen. Remains to be seen about Notre Dame. And only time is going to tell the answer to that. Hey, Ramona, do me a favor. Get me a British Open or the Open leaderboard, if you will. Let me tell you about Burn Digital first. They are the other half of us, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience, get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market, have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Burn Digital, combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. These people are the best. They're local. We are always in contact with you. It's just the other part of us. So, yeah, 100%. You know, we need to get my friend Roy Philpott on soon, Ramona, too. You know, Roy is just tremendous. He is headed for superstardom as a play-by-play guy. You know, my friend Roy Philpott, Ramona, paid us a really great compliment. He said that I'm the best interviewer he ever heard, and I really take that as meaningful coming from Roy, and I appreciate that. You know, there are some simple things when it comes to interviewing. We're going to do more. In fact, we may have some other ACC and SEC related football interviews for you coming up. You know, we have some relationships with some of the play-by-play guys too, so we're going to probably do a little more of that as we approach the college football season. All right, Ramona, what do you have?
Okay, most of these are finished. All the top ones are finished, I guess, because of the time difference. Okay, Scottie Scheffler is minus 10.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, minus 10.
I mean, you know, look, he's the greatest player in the world. You know, every once in a while he gets a flat tire, but he's the greatest player in the world. It's hard to argue. If he goes on to win the British Open, especially if he winds up running away from the field, which seems possible, We'll find out. I don't know what you're going to tell me about the rest of this leaderboard, so we'll see.
Okay. Fitzpatrick is minus 9.
Yeah.
Harmon is minus 8. Lee is minus 8. Goddard is minus 5.
Yeah.
McIntyre is minus 5.
Oh!
Oh,
so again, that's who I would have picked. As I said on day one, he was nowhere, you know, I think he was even par when I said that. And I didn't say it before the tournament, so it doesn't count. But so he's in the mix. Interesting.
Rasmus Højgaard. Yeah. Okay. There's two Højgaards. Yeah. He's minus 5. Okay. Hatton, it's hard to see. Hatton, I think it says.
It's hard to see.
I want it to be bigger, but I haven't figured out how to make it
bigger.
Well,
how to make it bigger is you get
minus 5.
You get more powerful reading glasses. That's right.
Well,
that's,
I can't do that right now.
That's how to make it bigger.
Okay. Minus 5. English
stop
is
telling
minus
yourself,
5.
Stop telling yourself you're a 2.0 and move your A right on to 3.0.
No, I'm not at 3. But,
yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm close to it. Where am I? Finney. Is that Finney? Minus 4. I know you're not going to tell me. Nikolai Højgaard is minus 4. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Bradley is minus 3. How far do you want me to go?
Yeah, we're done. Where's okay. Lucas Glover?
Where was he before?
He was like minus 4 yesterday. Mm-hmm. Minus 3, minus 4 yesterday. Minus 4. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he's...
McIlroy is minus 3.
I thought, didn't you say McIlroy was minus 5 before?
Is it Shoofly is minus 2? Isn't that one guy you picked?
No, it's...
What is it? That's right, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, Shoofly. That's
no,
right. That's Shoofly. What you call him. Yeah, Shoofly, no. But go ahead.
It's not... Gosh, I had that in my head
last time. What's McIlroy?
McIlroy is minus 3.
Didn't you say he was minus 5? Or
no.
did I mishear that?
You must have mishear.
I thought you said McIlroy was minus 5.
No, minus 3.
I guess I need to pay more attention to what you're saying.
Yeah, since you want me to talk, I would think.
Who's minus 5? Who did you say is minus 5?
Minus 5 is Højgaard.
Not him.
McIntyre.
McIntyre.
Yeah.
McIntyre. Okay, I thought you said McIlroy. Okay.
Okay, no, I did not.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, who? Lucas Glover, McIlroy, minus 1.
Minus 1?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's hanging in. What's that? Like a hair in a biscuit?
Oh, gross. Gross.
He's hanging in.
God.
He's hanging in. All right. We have lots to get to. A lot of college football conversation today. I have a Athlon's ranking that just popped up of the top 10 offensive lines. We'll look at that and see what we think about that. Also, I have ranked the toughest schedules in America. I did this some time ago. I've been meaning to get to this. Today seems like a good day, so we'll get to this today. We'll talk about who actually has the toughest schedules in America. Walked up to the road rage. We'll take a quick break. You can get in 654-7627.
The ultimate tribute to the Eagles is landing in Walhalla. Seven Bridges recreates the legendary sound of the Eagles with stunning accuracy. No backing tracks, no gimmicks, just pure rock and roll magic. From chart-topping hits to Joe Walsh deep cuts, it's a concert that thrills casual fans and diehards alike. Catch this powerhouse band live on stage August 22nd and 23rd at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets available now at WalhallaPack.com. One incredible show, two unforgettable nights. Don't miss it.
Make living easy this summer with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Kraft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. visit us at goyoders.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dibtula, Road Rage. You know, I'll tell you a guy who's going to be more highly valued by the NFL than most prognosticators, most Clemson fans think, is Capehart. Capehart's going to have more NFL value than people think. Oh, let's get to a few things on Clemson before we get to some of these other topics, too. You know, I heard Quox and Faxon's interview with C.J. Spiller and Matt Luke, etc. You know, the one thing that sort of jumped out at me was I think Kwok asked about the height of Adam Randall. You know, this is actually an interesting point because Adam Randall is 6'3", and the whole history of football is there aren't a lot of successful 6'3 runners. There have been some. I mean, Derrick Henry is one. Of course, he's in a class by himself. Brandon Jacobs, whose son now plays here, is 6'5". I mean, he was a Derrick Henry-ish force, both at Auburn, where he was really RB3, which is insane because he was there with Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown. I mean, think about that backfield. Cadillac Williams, Ronnie Brown, and Brandon Jacobs were all at Auburn at the same time. I mean, that's insane. You know, probably that in the Arkansas backfield and maybe the SMU backfield, the Pony Express with Dickerson and Craig James. Yes, that Craig James. And actually, that team had Lance McElhaney at quarterback, who was also a dual threat runner. So, you know, and obviously they cheated. You know, some might say SMU was ahead of their time. SMU, hey, Ramona, SMU got the death penalty for what everybody does legally now.
Oh, yeah, and you can't go back.
Well, you know, we are, though. So maybe SMU should sue the NCAA. And
that's, hey, that's a good point.
Right. So especially since
get
the NCAA.
Get titles back.
Right. Get it all back. Get everything back. Get all the dignity back. Get it all back. Maybe that's what they should do. I think those are some of the better running back groups. But you know, I think this issue with Adam Randall, and again, CJ talked about what a dedicated learner he is, and I think that seems obvious from what we've heard based on his time in the wide receiver room. But he is 6'3". And that's one thing that we're going to have to see about. CJ talked about how he has to work and concentrate on sinking his hips. Because, again, you know, you're talking about pad level. The other thing is, even if you're a big back, if you run vertically, you are going to take some shots. You are going to absorb some contact. That's just the way it is. I mean, there's no way around it. Eddie George, what are you laughing at? Eddie George at Ohio State was a great runner. When he got to the pros, he wasn't such a great runner. False memories of what Eddie George was as an NFL back are just that. Eddie George, you'd have to check this, but he averaged like 3.7 yards a carry in the NFL. He got drilled.
How can he have false memories?
Well, people were fascinated by Eddie George because he was a physical freak. But the reality is he actually took most of the beating at the NFL level because he ran too vertically. He ran too vertically, and so he was an easy target, and he got drilled more than he delivered pain. Derrick Henry delivers pain. Eddie George took pain. That's the distinction. And so, you know, obviously CJ is 100% right in terms of Adam Randall. Now, collegiately, you know, Eddie George was great. Eric Dickerson was a tall running back who ran vertically. Now, Eric Dickerson had different gear than these other guys. I mean, Eric Dickerson was an untrained world-class sprinter who also fumbled a million times, probably for the same reason, because he ran vertically and absorbed too many hits. That's going to be a question with Adam Randall. And maybe ball security is going to be a question with Adam Randall because, again, at 6'3", he is a vertical runner. And, you know, and that's what we're going to have to see. And I think, you know, Matt Luke talked about Jacobs at tackle at 6'8", and again discussed pad level. You know, at 6'8", you know, you've got to be a natural knee bender as an offensive tackle. If you're not, you're going to experience some problems. So you actually have to have that element. And look, I think Jacobs is certainly a talent. There's no question. I mean, whether he can, you know, break into this mix in terms of Clemson's offensive line this year, that remains to be seen. But he's a nice piece to have. We'll see how that all plays out. But going back to the Randall thing for a moment, I thought that was the most interesting element to that. Because I think that's what remains to be seen. Like I said, you can get away with some things collegiately that you can't get away with professionally in that regard. But, you know, the things to like about Adam Randall is he's 230 pounds or so, whatever his actual weight is now. And he has good long speed for a big back. I mean, you know, like I said, in high school, I believe he was a 10-8-800 meter guy. And we saw that. We saw the speed. We saw the speed on the one big run. We saw the speed on the kick return. You know, he's flashed that element. So, look, he's – when you talk about – you know, look, we started this list of the most interesting teams in America, and if I did a list of the most interesting players in America, Adam Randall would certainly be on that list. And, again, interesting, like with the teams, you don't completely know. You know, there are some reasons to be optimistic about it, and there are some reasons to be a little hesitant about it, about diving all the way in on that. And only time is going to tell the answer to that. And we're going to learn a lot against LSU. You know, the other thing is, going back to this issue of Clemson's offense and how this offense is going to function and, you know, how much 12 personnel you're going to see. Listen, going all the way back to – the original signing day with Christian Betancourt, I've been warning people about his potential greatness. I said he could be the greatest tight end in Clemson history on that signing day. As of yet, that hasn't happened. Now, internally, I've got players on this football team who tell me that, you know, he's all that in a bag of chips in practice and that he's going to be incredible. Again, we haven't seen it as yet, not on a college football field. And I think he has to take that next step to being that. And maybe he does this year. But from a common sense perspective, all right, you have a bunch of proven wide receivers. I mean, you have at least four and probably five proven wide receivers when you count Smith in that mix. Now, he didn't prove it here, but he proved it elsewhere, and it seems like he's been proving it all through camps. So you have really five proven commodities at wide receiver in terms of impact as offensive threats in a passing game. How many proven commodities do you have at tight end in that regard? The answer is zero. It's five versus zero. So I guess my thought process on it is when you have proven commodities at wide receiver and you have an elite college quarterback, I think that's what you're focusing on. Now, I don't think you're focusing on 12 personnel. I think there'll be short yardage situations, occasional situations where you see it. But I think for the most part, more of this offense is going to be put on the shoulders of the quarterback this year. And I think that's a good thing because I think he's ready for that. And then I think more of it is going to be wide receiver based because those are your proven players. And I just don't think you're going to, again, to go 12 personnel, you've got to take a wide receiver off the field. I don't think they're going to want to do that. I just don't. So the tight ends, you know, for all their work, they might not eat as much as they want to, you know, in this offense, because there are going to be a lot of hungry mouths to feed and a lot of talent at wide receiver. I mean, you know, when you have a Williams, and if you assume Brown is back to being Brown, I think people forget how dynamic he was. Quite honestly, he looked like a more dynamic version of Antonio Williams in year two for Williams. And so I think people forget how dynamic and how good he was. And so he actually has proven accomplishments on his resume. Obviously, as do both rising sophomores in Wesco and Moore, who were both really good last year as freshmen. And, you know, I see no reason to think. I know that we've seen some Clemson receivers in the past have sort of disappear sophomore season. I'm not expecting that out of Wesco and Moore. And I personally think that Moore is really ready to take another step. I go back to the fact that Moore was not available for the spring last year. And so he was really behind. But as the season lengthened, he was really the guy who emerged. He was the guy down the stretch of the season that Cade seemed to start to favor. I mean, the non-Antonio Williams guy that Cade started to favor. You know, and some of Wesco's biggest numbers came against lesser opponents. You know, and we need to see how all that plays out. But, you know, again, I go back to Wesco's 10-yard split time, which the 100-meter time is in direct conflict with. But, you know, again, people internally told me that Wesco ran as fast a 10-yard split as they've seen in modern Clemson football times. And, you know, and we saw some of that long speed on the field. So any way you cut it, the point is that Williams and Brown and Wesco and Moore, at the very least, are all proven commodities. And Smith is a guy who proved it at a lower level, but who the Clemson coaches have just gushed about ever since he got here, not just for his physical ability, his size, his catch point element, but for his work ethic and even leadership for a guy who wasn't part of this program. So, you know, I think it's reasonable to think that, and I'm not limiting it at five, but you can only put so many guys on the field, you know. And so I think it's reasonable to think that you have five receivers who are probably more productive than any members of the tight end room as weapons, I'm saying. So when you get down to the nitty-gritty of this, and it's like football, and this is the way it always is, you know when you're constructing your offensive line, for the most part, you want to put your best five on the field if that's possible. And I think from an offensive standpoint for Clemson, you want to put your best weapons on the field. And at this stage, even with Betancourt's potential, and we may see that, okay, that may really come to fruition this year. But for the time being, I mean, I think this is a wide receiver-based passing game, and it's a quarterback-based passing game. And given that, and given the record of accomplishments that I think gives Clemson an advantage even over the LSU receivers, and that LSU has talent and speed and all that stuff, but they do not have as many proven commodities, as many returning receptions as Clemson does. They just don't. And I think that's another factor that favors Clemson slightly. And it doesn't mean that over the course of the year, over the course of time, that the LSU group won't turn out to be, you know, better players long term, better pros, etc. That's not the question in game one. The question is, who's better in game one? That's the question. And I think there's still an advantage to Clemson there. But again, I think that advantage would dissipate if you were in a bunch of 12 personnel sets and that type of thing, which I don't think you're going to see. I mean, I think you'll see it situationally. But for the most part, you know, Garrett Riley's going to be confronted with this issue of, in order to be in 12 personnel, you're going to have to take one of those guys off the field. And I just don't think he's going to want to do that. I don't see that at all. I think I'm not saying Clemson's going full-fledged 2019 LSU and go empty and put everybody in the pattern. I'm saying you might see some of it, though. Not impossible. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They're the best. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. You know what else? You want to do business with good people. Brian Gilstrap donated $1,000 to their Tigers for Tatas campaign last year. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. The Gilstrap difference, serving the upstate since 1935. That's insane. Family owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. You won't want to miss that. Call today, 864-269-1232. Tell them I sent you, 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. More college football talk on the other side.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
America is facing a health crisis, and the answer isn't more meds. John Hite here, and I was able to drop 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss plan without taking Ozempic or any weight loss shots. I'm not going to be on medication, and I refuse to be when it comes to my weight loss, especially when these drug companies are out here just replicating GLP-1, the product in products like Ozempic that help some people lose weight, but then they just come with these massive side effects, the high costs, and all your weight comes back when you're done with the program, but not with PhD weight loss. You're going to actually drop the pounds faster the natural way. Yes, the natural way. Right now, to get started with PhD Weight Loss, they're offering you a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. In less than 5 minutes, you'll know what's really going on inside your body. Visceral fat, muscle, bone, metabolic age, and more. It will tell them the exact program you'll need to flip your fat-burning switch on and produce that GLP-1, most importantly, without a shot. And the body scan is totally free. Call now to book your consultation at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you need more people. Obviously, that's a good thing because the business is growing. But when someone comes to work for you, what do you hear from them about their work experience?
We're looking for team members who like to work outdoors and enjoy the culture of do the right thing. We're a company that's going to do right things for our employees, and then our employees do right things for the client and the community.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z-Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K.